Hey there, happy 25th day of August. I hope it's maybe it's sunny where you are, or maybe it's not, I don't know, but I hope it's a great day for you. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Today, I'm reading from Psalm 142. This is a prayer of David when he was in the cave. So if you're listening to this today and you feel like, yeah, I can relate, I'm in a cave, then this podcast is for you. If you want to share this podcast with somebody else, you can share just the simple link, prayeveryday.show, or you can just share the link from however you're listening to it. But that does help spread prayer and Bible reading all over the world. So thank you in advance for doing that. Okay, Psalm 142 in the New International Reader's Version says this: I call out to the Lord. I pray to him for mercy. I pour out my problem to him. I tell him about my trouble. When I grow weak, you are watching over my life. In the path where I walk, people have hidden a trap to catch me. Look and see that no one is on my right side to help me. No one is concerned about me. I have no place of safety. No one cares whether I live or die. Lord, I cry out to you. I say, you are my place of safety. You are everything I need in this life. Listen to my cry. I am in great need. Save me from those who are chasing me. They are too strong for me. My troubles are like a prison. Set me free so I can praise your name. Then those who do what is right will gather around me because you have been good to me. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, we thank you for the example of David who just pours his heart out to you. And I choose to do that today as well. I particularly respond or resonate with verses 4 and 5. There was so many times in my early life that I couldn't have articulated this because I was just a little kid, but I felt this way. No one is concerned about me. I have no place of safety. No one cares whether I live or die. Particularly in those younger years, Lord, where I was being tormented and abused and sexually exploited. And even though I talked about it and told someone, nothing ever happened. And so I definitely felt these feelings that not a soul in the world cared about me. And I didn't know you yet. And so I had kind of buckled down inside of my little five-year-old self and said, okay, I'll just have to take care of me. And that's a lot of responsibility for a little kid. And so I pray for those listening today who feel that exact same way. They've gone through something very similar, or they have a broken place in their past where they looked around and they thought, nobody cares if I live or die. If I die, no one would even know. So Lord, we cry out to you. We say you are our place of safety. You are everything we need in this life. Please listen to our cry. We are in great need. Please save us from those who are chasing us. And Lord, this particular psalm was written when David was in a cave. He was being chased by Saul, the king, and the most powerful person in the land. And yet David turned to you. He did not turn to another king. He did not turn to himself. He turned to you for rescue because you are the great and mighty king. You are greater than any enemy that comes against us. You're greater than any words spoken over us, whether foul or good. You are greater than any insecurity that we have. You're greater than our feeling of abandonment that we may have felt in the past. You are greater than the smallness that, at least how my story sometimes feels small, the smallness of our stories. You are greater than those who do evil. And so, Lord, we thank you that you are high, you are lifted, you are exalted. We praise you for that. Lord, for those who feel like their troubles are like a prison, I pray you would set them free at the hearing of my voice right now. Would you set their soul free? Would you set their heart free from the condemning things that they've believed about themselves? Would you set their mind free? Would you set them gloriously free so that they could be unshackled, and that they would be, there would no longer be anything around them that's holding them back, that the cage that they've been in would be opened, and that you would, I guess the thing I'm going to say, Lord, is there's sometimes when you've already emancipated us, where you have opened the gate of the cage or the door of the cage, and yet we are so comfortable in our captivity that we don't leave the cage. And so I pray for my friend today who this is exactly their struggle. Lord, instead of shrinking back in fear and looking at the free air outside the door, I pray they would take a hesitant step to the perch. They would flap their wings and they would fly free from the prison that they've been in. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me. Thank you for valuing prayer and the Word of God, because I certainly value both, and I value you.